Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Intentional Life.
Helping others speak their truth and live authentically.
With fulfillment specialist, LaShawn McQuarrie.
My heart's desire is to bring healing to the world.
And minister of motivation, Dr. Walter Sims.
You are somebody special.
They're on a mission to help you open your mind, forgive, love, heal, accelerate your life, and speak the truth. And now, here are your co-hosts of Intentional Life.
There's nobody quite like you.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Intentional Life. This is LaShawn McQuarrie, your mind, body, wellness specialist. And, of course, we have with us this morning my fabulous, dynamic, wonderful, awesome, spectacular co-host, Dr. Walter Sims. Good morning, Walter.
Good morning, LaShawn McQuarrie. How are you this fabulous rainy Sunday morning?
I am fabulous and ready to make it rain on Intentional Life. How's that?
All right. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Good morning, everybody. We just hope that you are up and about like we are, and ready to tackle not only the day, but to tackle your purpose and your destiny. And we got a great show lined up today. What's our title today, LaShawn?
Okay, now, just like a couple of weeks ago, I'm going to start off with a disclaimer. This whole thing was Dr. Sims' idea, and we were throwing around ideas like we always do. And we
That's right.
To have
That's
a
right.
general theme that we want to go with, and then or topic, if you will. And then we eventually pick a title for the show so that we can post it and advertise and everything. And as we were throwing around these ideas, and it's hilarious because Dr. Sims, he has this habit of coming up with like a thesis title. And I'm like, no, we need to be like 4 or 5 words. That's it. Not this long, drawn out. Oh my gosh, I wish I could come up with one of them, but it's just hilarious. I think, yeah, we need a title. We need something short. We need something catchy. And then we just need to flow with it. But what we came up with is Deal With It. And so this morning, we're going to talk about specifically, I mean, because of course this can deal with any and every area of your life, but this morning we are going to focus on the area of dealing with where.
That's right. That's exactly.
They're bitter, they're complaining, they see the glasses half empty, and the world around them is not what they want it to be. It's definitely what they would not intentionally choose it to be, but
that's right.
It is what it is. And so this morning we're talking to you all about deal with it. Deal with your stuff. Deal with where you are. And so Dr. Sims is going to go ahead and take it over. He came up with a nice little, acronym for the word deal. So let's go ahead and give us the first D, Dr. Sims.
All right, what we're going to do, we're going to start off with this thought in our minds, okay? Because what we talked about in our production meeting and where we are getting a lot of discussions from a lot of different people about, people feel stuck. You know, they feel mm-hmm. like they're not going anywhere. And so what I want to start off with, and LaShawn and I talked about it last night during our production meeting, God has a destitutional positioning system. And the points on the plot is your purpose. And so every station, every point that you are in your purpose on God's destitutional positioning system, you're right where you're supposed to be. So you have to understand that. And once you really get that in your spirit, you can deal with it. So the D, D-E-A-L, the D is it's time to make a decision. What you have to understand, you have to decide that you're going to keep going. You cannot go backwards because a lot of times where you are right now, this is a decision point because a lot of people in this place, in this space right now, they give up. And you give up too quick. And all you got to do is go ahead and make the decision. I'm going to keep going. Guys, I do not want to overstate this, and I don't want to understate this. There's some magic that happens when you make the decision to keep going. It's a turning point in your life. It's a turning point in your life. Once you make a conscious decision to say, hey, I'm talking literally, say, shout out, I'm not going to quit. I'm too legit. What did MC Hammer say? I'm too legit to quit. I'm not going to do it. And Sean and I say all the time when we're dealing with a lot of our colleagues, you're not going to quit on my watch. Now, you can fire me. You can delete my number from your cell phone. You can get rid of my email. You can unblock. You can block me on Facebook. But I'm not going to let you quit on my watch. So now the only way you're going to quit, you got to get me out of your tribe. You got to get me out of your tribe. You have to make a decision. But, Sean, why do you think people quit right now? This is a turning point. This is a turning point. But, Sean, why do people quit right now?
I'm laughing because Dr. Sands is so full of energy this morning. It's cracked like he is at any other time. But one of the reasons why people quit is because of the pain. Whenever people are in pain, whenever they are uncomfortable, what it does is they get tired, they get irritated, they're annoyed a lot quicker than they normally would be. And when you've just been looking at something for so long, it can become a drain to you. And so it's not that they don't want to change, but what they have to go back to doing more of is focusing on the decision. Because what we focus on expands. And so somehow, some way, and I know somebody out there is saying, well, how do you do that? I'm in a really, really tough situation. I mean, this situation is bad. I get that. I understand that fully because been there, done that. And the only thing that I can say is that at some point in time, it will sink in. If you study the course, at some point in time, it is going to sink into your head that I really do have a choice, that my thoughts are a choice, and I can choose to sit here. Let me use a very simple example. Let's say if somebody spills milk on a table. They were hungry. They were getting ready to eat the last bowl of cereal with the last bit of milk that's in the carton, and they spill the milk on the table. So now they have an option of choosing to either A, clean up the mess and realize that they are not going to have that bowl of cereal, or they can just sit there and be mad and maybe even clean it up at the same time. But it's their attitude towards it, because, again, whatever it is that we focus on now, you're going to spend the rest of your day, I wanted that bowl of cereal. I didn't get a chance to have my bowl of cereal. Well, then the importance of that bowl of cereal is going to expand in your mind. And, yes, that's a very simple example, but it's the same. So it does not matter. If you sit there and you focus on what's wrong instead of what's right. You know, and there's always what's right, because the thing is, if you spill milk on the table, that means you have a table. And if you have a table, then you more than likely have a chair. And that means if you were going to have cereal, that you also have a bowl or a cup or a spoon, but there's something else around you that you have. And what happens is this position of being in pain, we end up there, sometimes by the circumstances, but it's more of how we are looking at the situation.
So when we can
get ourselves to go back to being grateful and thankful and focus on what we do have, that will help us shift ourselves, shift our thinking, shift our mindsets, and focus back on what it is that you do want and what you can do right now, because there's always something that you can do. I don't care if it's something as simple as, you know what, my mind is going in 1,000 different directions, I'm going to put on some music. You know, maybe you're going to put on your favorite television show or watch sports, but
that's
it's about breaking free of that thought that is not going to give you what you want.
That's
and
good. That is
to,
so good.
Wants to call in this morning, our number is 646-478-0615. 646-478-0615. We would love to hear from you this morning. So then the letter E, that is, what does that stand for, Dr. Sims?
Oh, that stands for, now this is my favorite part right here. The E is you have to enjoy the space you're in right now. And using your cereal example, you have to really enjoy the fact that, you know what, okay, I spilled my milk, but I still got my cereal, and maybe let me open up the refrigerator. Most of us, if we love milk, we're probably going to have some other dairy products in the refrigerator, i.e. Some yogurt, because you can't eat your cereal with the yogurt. You know what I'm saying? And so you have to enjoy the moment. Enjoy the moment. We lose a lot of momentum. We lose a lot of time lamenting where we are instead of enjoying where we are. And I don't want to give the air away too quick, but you just touched on it a moment ago. You got to change your attitude. You got to go from looking at a glass half empty, looking at it as being half full or even full. You got to begin to shift the way you look at things and say, you know what, I'm going to enjoy this bowl of cereal. Now, I may be missing the milk. I've spilled it. I've been able to clean it up. But I'm going to enjoy this bowl of cereal because I'm not going to let anything take away this moment. And we've seen a movie recently that some individuals in a movie realized, you know what, we're going to enjoy who we have right now, this moment in time. You know what I'm saying? I just love being a part of the fellas. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to enjoy this moment. And we realize money and all of those things we're striving for are fine in their place, but we have to enjoy each and every moment, and that'll help keep the momentum going until I get where I believe I'm supposed to be. I got to enjoy this moment. What do you think, Sister LaShawn?
Well, you know, one of the things about enjoying, again, it goes back to the word that I used earlier, which is pain. The quickest way to get out of any type of, and I'm talking about mental pain, okay, not a physical
right,
pain,
right,
that's
right.
Different.
That's
but
right.
But the quickest way out of that is simply by realizing that you can think about anything you want. You can go back in your head and play the most fabulous party that you've ever went to or the most fun that you've ever had, or you can jump it into the future and visualize. That's why they always talk about, you know, have a vision board and visualize, because it's about taking your mind to a great place now and seeing yourself
right,
having it now, and then bringing that enjoyment into your current moment. That will break down the pain or the perception of pain that you have,
right,
because that's all created in our heads many times anyway. So, you know, we
that's
just
right,
really need to get ourselves where we just decide, I'm going to enjoy my life. You know, there's even a little song that I made up, and one morning it just popped into my head. I was hearing the tune from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. And so instead of singing, "It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, a beautiful day in the neighborhood, would you be mine?" I changed the lyrics to, "It's a beautiful day to manifest, a beautiful day to manifest, it's already mine." And I said,
right,
do you think that you can sing something like that and not feel wonderful? Then the next line that I made up was, "It's a beautiful day to be blessed, a beautiful day to be blessed, it is my time." And so when you begin to speak powerful, again, powerful words like that, and you're saying them, my mind is clear, you know, I'm just taking myself and I'm just speaking it over and over and over and over again into existence. And then my final line that I use for the song is, "It's a beautiful day for overflow. A beautiful
day
for overflow." And then the final line is, "I already know." And so basically what I'm saying is that I am coming into agreement with the fact that today is going to be a beautiful day to manifest something, that I know that I am blessed, that it is my time, and this overflow is coming, and I already know it. So it's that adding that attitude of expectancy. So enjoying my day, that makes it a lot easier, especially when I'm waking up and I'm singing this tune and I'm praying and I'm meditating and I'm giving my thanks and then I just roll it right into this song. I just bring it in. Oh, my gosh, the powerful impact that it has on your day, it is absolutely phenomenal. So now blocking out any negative thoughts before they even have the chance to rise up. You know, and sometimes do things, you know, happen in my day, sure. But I just say, okay, I roll with it. I deal with that situation, and I remind myself it's a beautiful day to manifest. It is always a beautiful moment. So everyone just remember that. All right. And
that
then
is
we
good.
Have. Thank you. Thank you. And like I said, that song just kind
of. I said, that's good.
Yeah, and that song and those lyrics just kind of popped into my head one morning. And, I mean, it was just right on point. It was just right on point, you know. But you know, one of my decisions that I made in my life was that what you said about that enjoying, that I was going to enjoy it and that I was going to make it a point to make sure that I was getting the most out of my life. And I had to ask myself, well, what does this look like? What does it look like? What does it feel like? And what do I have to do to keep myself in a space of making that happen? You know, and when you go looking for solutions, you'll find them. You go looking for trouble, you'll find that. You go looking for something else to want to complain about, trust me, you are going to find whatever it is that you are looking for. So if you don't look for something, look for what you want. Look for something that's going to bring you the letter E, the enjoyment that you know that you want and that you all deserve, all right? So with that, Dr. Sims, we are now at the letter A, which you already gave away, but give it to us again. What's the letter A? Hello. Well, Dr. Sims is traveling this morning, so he may have dropped off of the call. He'll be calling back in shortly. But the letter A, I believe, is going to be our attitude. You know, wow, there's so much that can be said about our attitude. You know, we can choose to have a good attitude. We can have a nasty attitude, a bad attitude. You know, we can just be known as that person that people don't want to deal with, or we can choose to be that person that always has a good attitude, that person who can leap through anything, that person that can pull themselves up regardless of what the situation looks like. And it is possible. It's possible for me. It's possible for you. It is possible for all of us to be able to just go through at any given point in time and say, I'm here. I'm ready. I am just in this position where I am going to take my life by storm because I have made the decision that I am going to be successful in this area of my life. I have decided that I am going to enjoy my journey as much as I possibly can and even then some. And I'm going to keep the right attitude as I'm working towards whatever my goal is. And a lot of times that comes from understanding that life is not just this destination. Because so many people have the attitude, when I get the house, the car, when I finish school, when the kids finish school, when I get done paying off my student loans, when I start my business, when I get the job, the baby, the marriage, relationship, whatever it is, but we're consistently putting ourselves into the future instead of just enjoying right now and saying right now, as I am, where I am. Maybe you're, you know, 100, 200 pounds overweight. That's okay. You know, maybe you're someone that's really, really thin and one of the desires of your heart is to become a bodybuilder. That's fine too. But you got to love yourself where you are now. You have to enjoy yourself where you are now, and that will give you the fuel and the momentum, I love that word, that you need to build yourself up right now. So bring yourself in. Bring yourself back into it and just decide, I can do this. I can do this, you know, and you definitely can. And once you make that decision that you want to, that you want to do it, that's the attitude that is going to allow you to be the person that you were really designed to be, that you were created to be. And I know that each of you, on some level, you know and you acknowledge that there is so much more to you, and you accept and you expect better things to happen in your life. And, you know, I just, this morning I just want to encourage you to make sure that you get the results that you're looking for, to make sure that you are taking yourself to the next level, and you can do that with your attitude. And I hear some noise on the line. Dr. Sims, is that you? Are you back with us?
Oh, yes, I'm back with you. Technical difficulties.
Yay, he's back. And that's fabulous. That's okay. I was holding it down for you, but we do want to hear your take on the letter A, on the attitude of the person. Let's see how close he gets at everyone, because he doesn't know what I said yet. Take it away.
That's
Dr.
exactly
Sam.
Right.
What
that's
about
it.
Our
you
attitude?
Know, again, what I've really been dealing with a lot of people on with this word. I was dealing with a client a couple of years ago, and we were working on an attitude. And after about 12 weeks, I asked her to do an assessment of, you know, what we had worked through. And she said, Dr. Sims, and she was so happy. She said, Dr. Sims, to my amazement, nothing really changed in my life but the way I looked at it. And really, the only thing about attitude is shifting your perspective on how you look at a situation. You know, the situation is going to be the situation. That's why we say deal with it. But it's all about how you choose to look at the situation. And that's going to be the biggest thing you can do for yourself right now, is shift the way that you look at it. Without saying, how do I do that? This is another quote that I have in my first book, and it's one of my biggest quotes. You have to understand that your situation is not your destination, but it should be your motivation. You have to understand that your circumstance is not your conclusion. So once you begin to understand that and meditate on that and look at this situation from a whole different light, then you'll understand that, hey, you know what? I'm going to change my attitude about this. And this is not my stopping point. This is just a blip on my destitutional positioning system that God has for me. That's why God knows exactly where you are. God has not forgotten about you, and everything is going to be all right. And like LaShawn said, you got to live. You got to live right now. You got to keep pressing your way. Don't stop. You got to keep going. A lot of people say, I'm going through hell right now, but guess what? You're going through hell. You ain't going to stay in hell. Come on, somebody.
You know, yeah, and that's like my favorite quote by Wayne Dyer, when he says, when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. So many
that's
times
right.
The change that needs to take place is within us. It's not another person, or not even necessarily our situation. But once
that's
you
right.
begin to change and shift, then all of a sudden it seems like now everything else changes. You know, so I want all of you to make sure that you keep that in mind. Dr. Sands, we're going to move along to the L. What's the L stand for?
Well, again, the L is that you have to live. Since you made the decision, you're going to enjoy this moment, and your attitude has changed. You got to live. You have to make a concept and live. And when we say live, you got to keep doing that thing that you're supposed to be doing. If it's talking, if it's writing, if it's singing, if it's encouraging, if it's motivating, if it's inspiring, whatever that thing is that you've been called to do, you continue to do it. You continue to live out your purpose. You continue to live on purpose, and you continue to live with the excitement that you're going to continue to do all that you're supposed to do, because that's what we've been called to do, and you're not going to be happy doing anything else. You got to continue on this path. We got about 3 minutes left in the show. You got to live. I'm here to tell you that will keep propelling you to your next phase.
Absolutely. And, you know, I would actually change the L in the for, and as we definitely have to live, the T two of the components to living that I would bring to that is, one, you have to love. Love yourself.
Right.
Love others. And just have a real natural zest and excitement and enjoyment for life that comes from the fact that you do love it so much. You know, when you want to live, and I'm not talking about just being alive, but I mean really living your life. When you make that decision I am going to live and I am going to add as much enjoyment and excitement and pleasantries to it as I can, everything really does, it changes, it evolves, to shift. And we have to allow ourselves to love. You know, love ourselves, like I said, love others. And here, and I'm going to step on some toes right now, but even allowing yourself to love people unconditionally. Because, Dr. Sims and I, and this would be a whole other show, but I have to, I just feel it, you know, I just really want to go there for just a moment because we do have enough time left here. But it's about going to that place where we say to ourselves, because usually people love their children unconditionally. But when it comes to other people, we've been loving them according to how pleasing they are to us. You're nice to me, you're good to me, you're there when I need you, so I love you. But the minute that someone does something to hurt us or offend us, we shut down, we cut them off, we stop talking to them and we start talking about them. And so we have all the activity around us instead of just deciding we are going to love that person unconditionally. This does not mean that you agree with it. This does not mean if they are putting you in a position of danger that you're keeping them in your presence, but it does mean that your heart is open, that you are praying for that person, that you are believing in that person, and that you are expecting that one day they are going to get things right. And so it's that unconditional love that no matter what they say or do, I love you. You act crazy, but I love you. And so, you know, and even allowing that type of unconditional love for ourselves, because many times people will attempt to love somebody else unconditionally. Well, you know what? When you fall down and make mistakes, you need to shake it off. And so you don't need to overindulge yourself in food, alcohol, drugs, any other type of harmful recreation, because you love yourself and you realize I need a break, I need forgiveness just like everybody else. And if I can forgive others, I can forgive myself. So if anybody is dealing with that, you got to love yourself. And then the other L is to learn. We have to learn from every situation. And what if we look at life? Because I know a lot of people like to say, well, God is testing us and God gave me a test. And a really good friend of mine by the name of Jay Ma, she's so fabulous. She said this to me. She said, LaShawn, I don't believe that God gives us tests. I believe that God gives us opportunities to expand our faith. Now look at it like that. How much different does that feel? If you feel like God is testing you, you're like, well, I don't do good at tests. I don't want God testing me. But what if we changed our attitude? What if we shifted our mindset to say, God has given me an opportunity to expand my faith? Doesn't that feel better? Doesn't that sound better? Doesn't that empower you to know that now what I have is an opportunity to expand my faith, to be closer to God, to, you know, to just have that connection, which we're always connected, but just to expand on the connection that we already have. And I think that when we look at life from that perspective, oh my gosh, what it does for us, it is absolutely positively fabulous. And so with that, that's what we're going to do. That's how we're going to deal with it. We're going to make that decision. We are going to, what was E?
Enjoy.
Enjoy, make the decision. We're going to enjoy. We're going to change our attitudes, and then we're going to love, laugh, live, and learn is what we're going to do. That is what we are going to do.
That's
and
good stuff.
We have come up to the end of our show. Dr. Sam, tell them quickly how they can get in touch with you if they need your services.
Well, all you got to do is tweet me. Tweet me at Dr. Walter Sims, DrWalterSims. As a shoot me an email, Dr. Walter Sims at gmail.com.
All righty, and I'm LaShawn McQuarrie. You can follow me at LaShawnMcQuarrie.com. You can also find me on Facebook and on Twitter. And we are at the end of our show. Thank you for joining us, everyone. And until next time, make sure you are living an intentional life. Bye-bye.